Okay, so we're starting today Be'ezrat Hashem. Perkei Machshava Chelek Aleph. Now, I always have this dilemma. Do we start at the beginning or do we start? No, we've got enough background. Let's go straight to Amad Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel. On page Lamed Gimel, it's called the Pesach Hashar.
No, I can't.
We're going to start right at the beginning. The Pesach Hashar. Let's start and you'll see how this ties into what we've been learning the last few months. Matarosa shall say for the Enu Lachadish Chidushim She'eni Yoduim Ola'am Mikcheke B'Shedus V'Chakiris Yoyimus. Get this clear. The goal of the Sefer is not to Mechadish Chidushim that are not known, or to go into deep philosophical discussions. Matarosa achas v'yechida. Listen carefully, because otherwise you're going to ask questions that are irrelevant. Lahatziv lifnei bnei doreinu mabat chiyuvi, and to place in front of the members of this generation a positive perspective. V'derech hashiva nechoina al oichas chayenu, and a correct way to think about the way of our life. Not of Piashkofis, the newspaper and the reporter and the internet and this report and that this one thinks and he thinks of Piashkofis. That's the goal. The goal is to get a clear perspective on reality via the Torah's worldview. So if you're not interested in that, you're going to be having a very terrible time, because that's all we're going to be doing. And remember, we're going back here, yes, so we'll update it as we go along. We have Svarim of these that were put together later. We just finished one of them. This was published in Tafshin Samach Dalet. We're in Tafshin Pei almost Gimel. So how many years are we talking? Over 20 years, huh? We're in almost in Pei Gimel, Samach Dalet. 20 years, what I get, 20 years ago. Okay, the world's changed a little bit since then. And we'll update it, but you'll see the Torah is pretty eternal. Some things haven't changed. And by the way, the Nisayin that he's talking about that came to gave fruition to the Sefer was from 20 or 30 years before that. So a lot of these ideas have been built over the last 40, 50 years. Let's see. Those who have learned the Sefer here before will realize that it's quite amazing how relevant it is. That's Torah. Rav Avigdor Miller gave share in America 40, 45 years ago, that today we learned to know it's Jol in every yeshiva by every bocha. And it's pashut. When he said it in America 40, 50 years ago, then he drove him out of town. That's Torah. Okay. Yofi. That's how you know you're doing well. They try and drive you out of town because you're telling the truth. I know a body that wouldn't let Rav Taber speak in the shuls because he told the truth. Anyway, let's see. To all different walks of life, all the different groups of whatever that make up the world of Shema, Torah, and Mitzvahs. Anoshim Yerayim V'Shleimim, people with Yerushamayim, El Chayim, Ishal HaMachanei V'Ishal Digloi, all different types. Nisoyin Zeh Meire Be'Oifen Vol, this Nisoyin, hundreds and hundreds of Shabbatonim, Shirim, traveling all around the world. Shagayim HaMa'afim HaChazak B'Yoyse Shebonitem L'Kleis Ez Michlu V'Sholol HaBayot Shel Dareinu. He's going to say a very big thing here. What is the problem that's causing all the problems? Or what is the cause? What's the root of all the problems of our generation? What is that? One thing. Wow, you're going to say one thing. That's brave. A lot of different things. One thing. And you'll see, you'll agree. When I show you, you'll agree that he's wrong. Because it's a pasuk in Chumash, and you can't argue with Chumash. Chayse simcha v'tuv leivov. We are lacking simcha v'tuv leivov. Whatever that means. What is simcha? What's tuv leivov? But the pasuk says it. Tacha she'evodet is Hashem elokeichem v'simcha v'tuv leivov. Miroid koil. That's what caused the chum, and that's all the problem. All there. Now, why that's a problem, we'll see. What causes that problem, we're going to discuss. Chayse simcha v'tuv leivov. That's the problem. Blir b'leiv ravim v'toivim chosre simchas chayim v'soivis v'basisis. In the hearts of many, many, many good people is lacking this thing called simchas chayim. Basic, fundamental, simchas chayim. Anoshim v'korim mithalchim kashi etzev tmidi b'dal gezu acheres shoychein v'libom pnima. People are going around where in the depths of their hearts there dwells some degree of etzev tmidi. Etzev tmidi, constant sadness. We are lacking fundamental sipuk, and it's hard to find the moment where we completely satisfied, I'm using that word loosely, with everything about our lives. Where we feel completely at peace with the spiritual attainments that we have attained. Listen carefully. We never ever totally satisfied with the spiritual attainments that we have achieved. And you're going to say to me, who says we should be? We should always be striving for more. We should never be satisfied with what we've reached, whatever. We'll discuss that. He said spiritual attainment. The physical ones we need to do. The simcha v'tuv leivov, the sameach b'chelkoi, when it comes to gashmias, we in this room can deal with. Because we know that that's not the ikar, that's not what we're living for. It'll be nice and effortless. Yeah, I'm not saying it's easy, but we can deal with it. We have kalim to deal with it. What we don't have kalim to deal with is the lack of attainment in ruchnias that drags us down. The physical ones we know. You can't have your own private jet. Bummer, but whatever, I'll live with it. My next door neighbor's got a four-wheel drive and I don't. Okay, I'm happy with what I want. I'm happy with what I have. Because who says you need it and having cause a headache anyway? I don't have the headache, and if I need to go somewhere, I'll take a taxi and we'll keep having a car. We'll get around it. You know, we'll get around it. Can't eat meat 3 times a week, so we'll eat once. We have a way of dealing. What about the guys in Manhattan? We're not talking to them. There's another speech for them. But we've already made some serious. The fact that you're living in Eretz Yisrael, you're learning in this place, all the day, means you've already dealt to a certain extent with the Sameach Bechelko and the Gashmius. The problem that drags us down and fills us down is we don't feel that we're attaining in Ruchnis what we're supposed to be attaining. And there, that includes many things. That includes Chinuch, that includes Shalom Bayit, that includes a lot of things. My level of learning, you'll see. If I'm wrong about you specifically, that for you the Ika struggle is still the Gashmius, that's your issue. All of a sudden, what is hard to work on is the Ruchnis, Ika, lack of and Sameach Bechelke. The world tells you, you're not allowed to be Sameach Bechelke in your Ruchnik. We spoke about it the other day. How are you going to prepare for Rosh Hashanah? Are you going to look at the scale where you're putting all the good things you've done on? Why do you need to tell me that? Because we don't know how to do that. We don't even think we're allowed to do that. We think it's awesome to even think about our spiritual achievement to celebrate. But the world impacts on us. Once again, if a person wants something physically that he doesn't have and he thinks he could do with it or whatever, so daven for it. What's the problem? You want an air conditioner, daven for it. I'm just saying. That, somehow we think we're responsible for our ruchnistic achievements as well, and therefore we don't always daven for it. We'll see. It's a big sugya. The whole book and many books, not just one. And this is just the Hagdama. We have this desire to look for things that aren't ours and to jump to places that we can never get to. The result is poshut. When you don't get to those goals, we become miserable, we give up, we miyash. Anybody that works with teenagers today knows this is like swirling big time. The matzovim that we have, we are mamash samach b'chelkei b'ruchnis u'b'gashnis, rochok hu mitanu, very far from us. We'll see why it is that way, by the way. Chois ha-simcha v'tuv leivav, we'll see, has one shoresh, which we'll deal with. Hayecholet l'chush b'simcha loides al chesed Hashem sheniten lanu b'emtzut b'nei b'teinu yaldeinu ponoseinu mokam u'gurom mokam adavoseinu kishroseinu v'atzlocheinu v'gam kishlonoseinu yecholet zu nadire himor. Let's say that again. Choshu. Our ability to feel besimcha and to thank Hashem for the enormous chesed that He's given us and shown us via our homes, our children, our panosa, where we live, where we work, our talents. Your bnei beisenu, your bais is your wife. Kishono seinu, there's a whole sefer on that, by the way. That's what I'm going to emphasize, that your chelik bais is that whole story. Our talents, our successes, our failures. What's that doing there? Your chayla zun, very rare creature. This ability to be focused totally, to be besimcha, and to thank Hashem for the chesed of all these things He gave us. What do you mean? This kid's this, and this is that, and the work, my boss drives me mad, and this one's that, blah, blah, blah. And the, where I'm living, I can't anymore because the neighbor's mamasha, he's a chosid, and I just can't. He's a swadi, and he's and look what a failure I am. And Nadir Ma'od, Kil Maimre Shel Ben Zoima, Ezu Ashia Samach Bechelkoi, Hainu Sugulis Yechidim. This very simple statement. Ezu Ashia Samach Bechelkoi. It's possible. You're just happy with whatever you've got. Very rare. Very rare to find somebody who's attained that. The Meshech Reiv Zmanenu, Melava Otanu Tchusha Basisis, Kimatzavenu Hanochachechi Einu Tov. We have this feeling, either for some people it's more in the forefront, for some it's more in the background, for some it pops up now and again, but it's always there lurking. That my situation, my current situation, isn't good. When it's not good for a person, he said at some level, you know, a little bit more, all the way up to depression. Down to depression. I don't see anybody leaving because it's irrelevant. I don't see anybody getting her walking and saying, well, what's it got to do with me? Everybody's sticking around. Either because you've got nowhere to go to or because you're just too lazy to stand up. What's going to get there? Someone who doesn't have this basic yesod of Simchas Chaim is lacking the fundamental foundation, the cornerstone of building a human being, of building himself into anything. You're gonna have a hard time living peacefully with both people around you. Once again, these are extremes. Well, we all have little bits of this somewhere or part of some of these things. Generalizing about it's hard to mevater. Gam ein bekoichel havias marushosay aruchnias liyelado. It's hard to pass over your spiritual heritage to your descendants. Adam and Makayim is mitzvahs eloikov mitoy chosa simcha. Someone who keeps the mitzvahs chosa simcha habitually does it. Commits a sanoshim and lumada. He's just doing it because that's what we do, but he's not really alive with it. It's hard to inculcate into your house feelings of warmth and peace and tranquility. It's very difficult to deal with the challenges that life throws up, and those challenges are harder and getting harder. Depressing, safer. That's why I love it. I'm a Litva. Miserable safer. Matzav zeh sheboa sipo gumi menu alo mishamash lo dovain loiv kamokam agidul vatsmich l'shol sholo labayot ma'afonis lo dorayim. Some of the lack, this sipuk that we're lacking, unfortunately, sadly, is the very fertile ground where many problems that we have in our generation sprout and grow. Machlaikas Siburit Rabot. Terrible machlaikas, community machlaikas, not that individual machlaikas. Machlaikas Siburit. Merivos katanais eidus mamodos. Terrible conflicts and arguments about who's going to be in charge and who's going to be the boss and who's going to be this and who's going to be in the Knesset, who's going to be number one and who's going to be number two. And Bayot b'shalom bayis v'yitznias b'nei v'nos Yisrael ha'mesoylim b'paz v'chavek asas shpochos ha'rechob. Major problems with shalom bayis and major problems with kids, what we say, going off the derech. He says it a little bit more. Embracing the garbage cans of the street. That's where they are. The figures, I think in 1995, that's all said. You must know that we're going to lose a lot of Jewish children because of this internet thing. Now, this internet thing in 1995 wasn't exactly. And then I'm telling you, I can see the future. I can see what you mean, see the future. No, I can see where it's going. And then even the technology, he said. I'm an American. I understand technology. This thing's going to destroy untold Yiddish kingdom. We'll see. We'll see what the problem with that is. Not what you think. But that's what we see happening. Shalom bayot v'kashim elu misyayim mehalach hanefesh hayirud v'ashofu chalaradam. More destructive things. Chosos of lanot, we don't have patience. Sinas, chinam, kinet, zoros ayin, kas. Metechim chevratim, stress, lachat, people always at each other's throats. My God, for a difach, my modus ruchnis, vagashmis, people running off, to trying to get into the limelight. Balkulom kefisha kvar nidbar, chaysa hayocholet shelanu, havet ha-toyre b'tzuren, ha-choyle le-le-le-le deinu. The inability to transfer and hand over the Torah in a correct way to our children. Not just the parents. The educational institutions can't do it either. Because if the Rebbe or the Rosh Hashiva is only concerned about his COVID, he's not really interested in the well-being of the community, the kids pick that up straight away. The girls are being sent home from sin because their shoes won't be duke wrong. They get the message that the school doesn't love them, doesn't care for them. So why are you doing that? Well, because we have a standard. We have this certain standard you have to maintain. We're competing out there. We're competing for students. We're competing for status. I don't want to be on the head of a school where girls aren't or boys aren't. Or in this sem, it's harder to get shidduchim in that yeshiva that I'm getting a dira for shidduchim. What are you talking about? Why should the kids stick around? How are you going to hand over Masaira? And all you care about is chitzonius. And the kids just want to be loved and accepted. How are you going to do that? Yeah, but כל התופעות הללו מושפעות ונובעות מכך שחוסר לנו שמחה. We lack in simple. We'll see why we lack in simple and understand why the problem is worse and how to deal with it. What's wrong with not being a simple? I'm not so simple. So what? Why is that? The Pasuk tells us the cause of the whole Churban. Why? We'll see. Yeah, but we have to understand why that's the problem. Okay? So you're not super simple. So what? I'm not depressed. I'm not miserable. I'm a fairly good. You know, I'm okay, whatever. You're right. I have these things that he's talking about. But why? So why is that a churban? We have to understand why. Again. Rav na Adam mechapsim es asimcha b'neiros. Nochon? They look for it in candles. No. B'naros. In shtus, in arishka. Kulam reitzim lismoy. Everyone wants to be happy. Horaya. But look at all the books that have been written. All the books that have been written. And libraries full of books on how to be happy. How to be happy. Ulam afi kulam. First of all, it's very hard work to be besimcha all the time. The day comes, you see, it's a very high level. Besimcha all the time, that's hard work. They must see, and they ask the following question. We all have this question. How are you supposed to be happy? Do you know what's going on in the world out there? Do you know what's going on out there? Do you know what's going in here? Yesurim, Tzores, Sevel, Michshelim, Sheini, Baruchnes, Ubagash. How many people died just in the last month on the road? Rachmona Litzlan. And I'm supposed to be Basimcha Tomid? Can't do that. Become insensitive, shut down. Just don't care. Then you're Basimcha because, well, I'm okay, Jack. How do you do that? Do you know what's going on out there? You know, insensitive we have to be to not be broken by what's going on out there and in here. Kaitsa Dismach is yes, overdraft the bank. Overdraft, you know, over minus. I don't know which one's English and Hebrew. Minus is English or overdraft. I don't know, whatever. Where else would you have an overdraft? Ukashe Baya Briotit. Health problems, you've been to the hospital lately, trying to get an appointment at a doctor. There's long lines, there's a lot of sick people. People need doctors. Oh, chevratit metzika, umeshobeshes yoseder achayim, many, many problems, social problems, lots of issues. Afriru bnei aliyah matzlichim litalot ulasiach das mutzukosei magashmias. Even those bnei aliyah that managed to distract themselves from the difficult situations they have in the physical world. Like I said, they samach b'chelka yoter pachot with their gashmistika situation. But the nishonis and the difficulties having in ruchnias marchikim milibam. When you've transcended the simcha v'tuv leivav, he's oni reicha v'lachomo, he's taking care of his gashmis. Zeh lo mafriya lo, he's got a new nishon. He's broken because of his ruchnias. Simcha has become a very rare commodity. With all this, okay, fine. So we've painted the problem. Clear? Problem is clear. Everybody, no one disagrees. That's quite amazing. The one Jew in this room that disagrees with it. Clear. Huh? They're still human. Why should they be more besimcha just because they're chassidim? What have they that we don't have? I'm not about focusing. I'm talking about what the problem is around there. You know, chassidish are kids going off the derech. The internet's not eating them alive. They don't have their problems and they should come on. I think this is this everywhere. The tab is a chassid. The tab is a chassid. You think he wasn't aware of what's going on in the chassidish world? Talking about it doesn't mean you got it. saying, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, doesn't mean you believe in God. Saying thank you doesn't mean you have a chorus of Torah. Not very chitzoini. No, I guess the statistics there are the same as here. I guess, I don't know. We'll have to define it. We're going to define it. Yeah, we said. I said right in the beginning. We're going to see. We said, Chosar Simcha v'tuv leivav. What is Simcha? And what is the tuv leivav? We have to define our terms. This is still a Torah institution, and we define our terms. We define these terms. We'll get to know exactly where the Torah defines these terms. What is Torah Simcha? We want to know what the Torah says because we're learning up here Shkafas HaTorah. What is the Torah's definition of Simcha? Not what the world defines Simcha. You see? But we all know we don't have it. We'll see. Let's see. Nachon. We'll see. So let's see. Let's ask the question. And then we'll stop. Based on what we said now, you might not have noticed it, but what comes out here is we're talking something called unconditional simcha. Simcha that's not tolu bedova. Simcha that is always there and doesn't matter what the situation is. Whether I have $1 million or I just lost $1 million, does my matzav ruach stay the same or not? In kein mafteach kolshu, is there some petach, some key, some pathway? Bezraton atzliach lachdiel lebeinu simcha tzmidis she'enu mushpat mikashim chitzoinim. Can I inculcate into my heart a continual simcha that is not affected by what's going on around me? That's the real question. Atur lekol tiyay salalu hikad ahalan, and will be continued on Yom Rishon be'ezrat Hashem. Yisburach. Titchadesh on the new little chukchuk.
The
You have to ask the book.